Two Guys, One Rail podcast.
Welcome back, guys, to the Two Guys, One Rail podcast. I'm your host, Anthony, and...
I'm Kevin.
And here we are to give you an episode on the movies in June. Kev, what do you reckon?
Oh, it's a packed month, mate. It is completely packed.
It's jam-packed, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And it's happy to be back with you again, by the way.
Yeah, no, it's been a while. And to do an episode together. And
yes.
Apologies for that, folks. But we are here, and we're here to deliver.
Yep, 100%. And what can we expect this month, Anthony?
Well, guys, we're going to kick off with Karate Kid Legends. This is a long-awaited sequel to the Karate Kid franchise, coming off the success of Cobra Kai. And so this releases June 5th, and Daniel arrives in Beijing, where Mr. Han has been seeking him out. Han has a new protege, Li Fong. The two mentors must collaborate to instruct Li Fong. And this is Jackie Chan, Ralph Macchio, Ben Wang, who's making his debut, Joshua Jackson, Sadie Stanley, and Ming-Na Wen.
That's a big
cast, and like that's both Karate Kid worlds kind of intersecting together, Kev.
Yeah, and this will be a feature film, not a TV series. So
that's right.
It's got a bit to bring to the big screen, hopefully.
Yeah, well, hopefully it does well. I mean, it's getting a bit of a buzz, and again, coming off the success of Cobra Kai, which was very successful. I think a lot of people will be checking that out.
Yeah, well, the promotion they've been doing through Domino's, I tried with this, the spicy, was it dragon kick sauce? Wow, very spicy.
Oh, well, there you go. You heard it here, folks.
All right, everyone. And also releasing June 5th is Ballerina. So what installment is this one again, Anthony?
So this one is set between episode 3 of John Wick and episode 4.
Okay. Well, I haven't seen all of the John Wicks. I've seen, I think, one to three, I think.
Yeah.
But anyway, so a ballerina, an assassin trained in the traditions of the Ruska Roma organization, sets out to seek revenge after her father's death. This stars Ana de Armas, Keanu Reeves, and Ian McShane.
So we have the returning cast, obviously, of Keanu Reeves and Ian McShane, and Ana de Armas' first entry into the franchise, Kev. And as I said, this is set between episode 3 and 4 of John Wick. So this is going to be really interesting.
Awesome. So this will be the fifth film in the franchise.
That's right, Kev. And it from the trailers already, from what I've seen, this looks to be a really good one. And with a female protagonist taking on John Wick, and what do we know? Is he going to be an enemy to her, or is he going to be an ally? You don't know.
Yeah.
We're going to find out.
Well, we'll see. All right, what's next?
Okay, we have The Ritual, which again releases on June 5th.
Wow, June 5th's going to be busy.
Yeah, massive. So two priests, one questioning his faith and one reckoning with a troubled past, must put aside their differences to save a possessed young woman through a difficult and dangerous series of exorcisms. This is directed by David Middle, with a cast of Al Pacino, Dan Stevens, Ashley Green, Patricia Heaton, and Abigail Cowan. Now, that's a cast, mate.
Oh, yeah. Al Pacino in a horror film.
Yeah. Now, obviously, you got Dan Stevens. Like, when you hear his name, he's obviously Beauty and the Beast, and, like, Ashley Green from Twilight, and, yeah, so...
Oh, there you go. Yeah. There you go. I picked up on that. Jeez. Okay. So, this is another horror film that's coming out. Like, I feel like this year is pumping out the horror films.
That's a good thing.
It is. I think that the more love they can. I mean, there's a couple hit and misses, but Al Pacino, I'm actually really interested in seeing this one.
Yeah, and because he's got such a great background in films, and he's not a stranger to the horror genre, and, like, he's done, like, a vast different collection of films in his lifetime. So, like, yeah, that'll be really interesting. Plus, he's got such a background in stage acting too, so this will be really interesting.
Okay, we shall see. All right, well, the next one we got is coming out, not coming out June 5th, but it is coming out June 12th, which is Hans Zimmer and Friends, Diamond in the Desert.
This is going to be a good one, Kev.
Yes, so it's a live performance of Zimmer's most revered compositions, featuring conversations with Billie Eilish, Sir Christopher Nolan,
Denny Villeneuve,
yep.
Phineas, Jerry Bruckheimer, Johnny Marr, Pharrell Williams, Tanya LaPointe, Timothy Chalamet, and Zendaya. Oh,
man, wow.
And it's directed by Paul Pugdale. And obviously, the cast is who I've just mentioned. And as I was telling you just previously, this is part concert, part series of interviews.
So
this is going to be a real kind of eye-opener into the behind-the-scenes kind of methodology and how Hans Zimmer put together his most famous compositions. And coming off the back of seeing Hans Zimmer live recently here in Melbourne, this is going to be a good one, Kev.
Oh, there you go. I reckon it will be doing really well.
Yeah.
So what else we got?
We have How to Train Your Dragon, which again releases on the 12th of June. Going to be a packed week, I think. As an ancient threat endangers both Vikings and dragons alike on the Isle of Burt, friendship between Hiccup, an inventive Viking, and Toothless, a night fury dragon, becomes the key to both species forging a new future together. It's directed by Dean Dublin, which stars Mason Thames, Nico Parker, and Jared Butler. This is going to be a good one.
It's good. I reckon it's going to be fantastic. This, I believe, is DreamWorks' first live action adaptation. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure this is their first live action adaptation.
Well, you know, like from what we've seen of recent, like them studios building off the back of the original animation to bring out a live action, it hasn't always hit the mark, but from what I'm seeing, the trailer for this looked really special.
Well, also to add, Dean Dublin actually is the creator of the animated series.
Wow.
Of the animated movies.
Wow, so there you go.
He should have very keen eye on what's to do.
He would have a vested interest in its success, yes. I believe.
I'm very looking forward to this movie.
Oh, beautiful.
And also, releasing June 12th is Dangerous Animals. So this is a horror / I don't know if it's exactly a horror or it's a horror thriller.
Either way, it is horror.
Oh, yes. So when rebellious surfer Sapphire is abducted by a shark-obsessed serial killer and held captive on his boat, she must outwit her captor before she becomes the next offering to the predators circling below. So this is directed by Shane Byron, who did The Loved Ones and The Devil's Candy, and was casting Jai Courtney, Rob Carlton, Hassie Harrison, Josh Houston, Ella Newton, James Munn, and Liam Grinney. How to butcher that.
Yeah, Liam Grenke.
There we go.
And obviously, it'd be great to see Jai Courtney in a film again. I haven't seen him in anything recently.
Oh, no. Yes, I can't wait. The last thing he was in was The Summit, which was the TV series of a competition of people walking up a summit.
Oh, wow. Was he in that, or did he host that?
Sorry, he hosted it, but he was in every episode, so I would say he's in.
It's going to be awesome because, again, he's an Aussie actor, so it'd be really good to see him back on the screen.
Oh, absolutely. He was brilliant in Divergent and many other films, and he's a very good... He seems to play the villain a lot, too.
Oh, well, I like an actor who can play a bit of both sides.
That's right, and he does it well, and he's an underrated actor, I find. I hope he does really well in this one.
Yeah, no, definitely. I liked him as Captain Boomerang in Suicide Squad, so yeah. And he played Kyle Reese in Terminator as well, so yeah.
That's right. Yeah, he was in Suicide Squad. That's right. Yes.
He was. So yeah, that could be really interesting.
Mm.
Either way, we definitely support Aussie actors.
Oh, 100%. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Up next, we got Disney Pixar's Elio, which releases on June 19. So June is definitely massive so far, guys. For centuries, people have called out the universe looking for answers. Disney and Pixar's all-new movie Elio, The Universe Calls Back. The original feature film introduces Elio, an underdog with an active imagination, who finds himself inadvertently beamed up to the Communiverse, an interplanetary organization with representatives, from galaxies far and wide. This is directed by Adrian Molina, Domi Shai, and Madeline Sharafian, which has a big cast of Zoe Saldana, Brad Garrett, Shirley Henderson, Yanis Kibreb, Remy Edgley, and Jamila Jamil.
Hmm.
Is it an original thing too, Kev?
Yeah, an original story. So always good to have an original story.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think obviously a lot of what Disney's been doing recently is a lot of the live action remakes of their classic animation films. So the fact that they're bringing out a independent feature is a good thing.
Yeah, they go back to the roots. Well, with Pixar, I feel like this could be a good one, but also depends on how they do the story, you know?
Yeah.
I feel Disney is very, they're, I don't know, they just keep trying to do things that people just don't like, but I'm hoping they do well with this one. As always, it could be a very good, compelling story and hit you in the feels like they always do.
Yeah, hopefully it appeals to the kids because it sounds like it's going to definitely target the kids and either way, families. So yep. People should give that a go.
All right.
What we got next, Kev?
Also, releasing June 19th is 28 Years Later.
Here we go.
So this one is the third installment of the 28 Years franchise.
Mm-hmm.
So in this one, a group of survivors of the Rage virus lives on a small island. When one of the group leaves the island on a mission into the mainland, I can already see what's going to happen. He discovers secrets, wonders, and horrors that have mutated not only the infection, but other survivors. This is directed by Danny Boyle, stars Jack O'Connell, which is, he just came from Sinners.
Sinners, which is a massive get because he was brilliant in Sinners, folks.
Yes. And we also have Ralph Fiennes, Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Wow.
Another horror one.
Yeah.
But this one I feel is going to be, this one I feel will be a big one.
And this has been long awaited too, because Danny Boyle always said he was going to come back and do this one.
Okay. I've seen the 28 Days Later. I've seen that one.
I have seen that one too.
I haven't seen the second one.
I haven't seen that either. So
Here,
folks, you're always going to hear both Kev and I admit to not seeing something, but it gives us the homework to go back and watch stuff, which is what keeps things interesting.
Yes, it's hard. Like, there's a big gap in my life where I just didn't watch movies. I was doing other things, and I need to catch up. We all do.
We all do. But that part of this learning podcast, folks, is you're on this journey with us. So if you haven't seen it, you've got to tell us in the comments what you think and what you've seen.
Yeah.
And what you haven't seen, too, for that.
Exactly. Or what we should see.
Give us your suggestions.
It's all right. All right. Yeah. What's next?
All right. We've got F1 the Movie, which releases June 26th. Now, Kev, this is going to be massive.
This is, I feel, I'm going to say it now. This is going to be the movie of the month.
Wow. Yeah.
I reckon this is going to be it.
Yeah.
But go on,
Yeah, from seeing the trailer, it looks massive. A Formula One driver comes out of retirement to mentor and team up with a younger driver. Directed by Joseph Kosinski, starring Brad Pitt, Javier Bardem, and Kerry Condon. This is creating a lot of buzz, especially overseas. So, looking forward to that.
This one, I feel, is going to be for the F1 fans.
Yeah.
This is should be a multinational hit.
Yeah.
From the trailer that I have seen, that many people may have seen, it's following the F1 sort of really closely, because I've watched Drive to Survive. I've seen every season of that, and I feel like it's going to have that, the element of F1, which I'm very happy of.
And it's really interesting how they film it too in camera, especially from the driver's point of view. I'm really looking forward to that.
It's going to be a banger, that one.
Yeah, definitely.
And all right, to round us out, we have releasing June 26th as well is, you guessed it, another horror film. It is Megan 2.0. So it is 2 years after Megan's rampage, her creator, Gemma, resorts to resurrecting her infamous creation in order to take down Amelia, the military-grade weapon who was built by a defense contractor who stole Megan's underlying tech. That sounds very interesting.
Yeah, I saw the trailer to this the other week, and it really looks like a good film. Like, if you've seen the first one, folks, Megan, the first one, it really was out there. And
I haven't seen. I've seen that photo of the of Megan dancing and the whole
Yeah,
meme
I
of that.
mean, yeah, that's perceived as funny, but it
Yes.
had its elements. You know, it was a real thriller.
But now that's a that sounds very interesting. But yeah, which this month we got one, two, what is it, three, four horror films this month.
That's massive, and
And
obviously we're on the bandwagon, folks, for the horror genre and for
oh yeah,
action films in general. But yeah, this is going to be massive.
most films in general I'm pretty on the bandwagon for.
Yeah.
Like there's so much coming out this year. It's so crazy.
Yeah.
And we're trying to cover everything, and I knew we missed some from May, but when it comes out to streaming, I would like to revisit them. I would like to
Yeah,
do,
definitely.
and we should come. We'll do and catch up and do a review on them as well.
Yeah,
So,
obviously, due to commitments and illness and that, we
oh yeah,
missed Mission Impossible,
yep.
which went out into the world with great buzz and has blown everyone away. And I was originally going to cover that for this month, and yeah, because I'm being ill, I didn't get to, but I do intend to still go see it at some point.
Yeah, and if we don't get to see it before it gets out of cinema, then we'll do a review on it when it comes out to streaming or whatever.
Yeah, because as Kev mentioned, folks, we will touch on streaming. We're very interested in what's happening with the Alien films.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, so yeah, like I was talking back and forth with Kev, that's something we're genuinely interested in. And I believe that there's a lot of big things coming out this year that we're definitely going to take you along on the journey with us for.
Absolutely. All right. So that rounds off our list of what's coming out in June.
Yep.
So we're going to go into the news and rumors segment of this episode. So, Anthony, tell me, what have you heard that may or may not be coming out?
Well, you know, obviously the big news of the week was that the original release date for Doomsday was going to be May next year, and they've since now announced that they're going to be postponing it till December next year, which I think is a very smart move, because otherwise it would have felt very rushed, especially being as big of a film as it's going to be, and assembling the cast that they had to tell the story that they want to. If they had have tried to rush it and then push it through in May next year, I feel we would have got a very convoluted, messy film with unfinished video effects. And yeah, so what they've done is a smart move.
There's a lot to say about what's going on with Marvel in general.
Oh yeah, I would agree with you, especially as they've definitely dropped the ball in the last, you know, 10 years. They've released many a film that they probably shouldn't have, or they shouldn't have released it the way they did. They should have put more time and probably a lot more effort into releasing, you know, better stories. And I think I feel pretty mutual as you that they screwed the pooch big time. And as you mentioned previously, there is very much a Marvel fatigue.
Yes, we'll go into that a bit more in depth coming up soon.
Yep.
But moving on from that one, we I was also heard, well, you and I have also heard that there is a Sinners 2 in the works.
Yes, this comes off the heels of the success that Sinners has been at the box office and its impending release to streaming. It's been announced that Sinners 2 is in development,
Yep,
which
well,
is
really.
a great thing for the team all around. Ryan Coogler, it's such a great thing for him
Yes.
because, you know, obviously he's got Ironheart coming out this year, but like Sinners was a passion project of his.
And it was an original story.
Yes, and again,
So.
for something that's original, whereas there's a lot of remakes these years,
Oh,
these,
yes.
you know, so the fact that it came out and took the world by storm like it did, you know, this is a massive, massive thing.
Yes, and well, I'm going to speculate. I reckon this will be a prequel to Sinners. I reckon it will be, well, I'm hoping. I'm foreshadowing. I'm not foreshadowing, but I'm just trying to predict that. I hope they touch on the Native Americans that were in the first one.
Yes, and
As
Remy.
yes, and Remy as here how he became who he was from whoever, and I will hope they go into that. But
Yeah.
what's your sort of thinking on that?
Well, I think it can go either way. It can either be a prequel or it can be a sequel where it touches on the journey set after the events of Sinners. But either way, it's a massive, massive success for the cast all around. Michael B. Jordan, I can't say enough good about the man.
It's and work.
He himself is a great director, but as an actor as well. I mean, he just had an endorsement from Tom Cruise, of all people, saying that he's going to work with him. So who knows? Would we see a revisit to the vampire genre for Mr. One Tom Cruise?
Oh, yeah, it's Interview with a Vampire. Woo!
That would be
great. And also, and the news that has happened, has come out, is that Ed Gale has passed away. He passed away on 27th of May.
Oh, he played Chucky.
Yes, and he died at 61.
Oh, what a shame. Yeah, he was also Howard the Duck.
Really?
Mm.
Okay.
That's interesting, too. I mean, that's a callback and a half.
That's right. Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
But yeah, he'll definitely be remembered. For Chucky.
Yes. Wow.
Yeah.
Any other news or anything you've heard?
Well, I'm just seeing a lot of buzz, obviously, with the campaign for Superman.
Yes, there's a lot of mixed bag in that.
Yeah, but they released a snippet of a feature of David Corenswet with the children and the cast, and basically touching on his exercise regime to bulk up to become Superman. And I think that they're really, really putting all their marbles into one bag, hoping that this is going to be successful. And obviously it comes out in July, but they're going to ramp up the promotion for this big time.
Oh, they already are. Like, I've even seen toys being released already.
Yep.
There's a toy line. They've done a commercial for it. I'm just like, yeah, they're putting all the money in the basket.
Yeah, that they were talking about possible leaked plot points for the movie, but like, obviously I try not to pay too much attention to anything that reveals anything, especially as there's a lot of people of just leaking and wanting to just ruin it for everyone else. But
yes,
I just don't think it helps, because again, there's some films where you have to respect the past, but you got to embrace the future.
Well, this is a new era, so this is a whole new line we're looking at. We can't just be living on the coattails of Zack Snyder.
Yeah, and again, like, we can love what came before.
Yes.
And we're allowed to do that. But again, we can fervently support what comes out. And as moviegoers, that's what you're meant to do. Whether you like it or hate it, it's about the experience.
Oh, that's it. That's what the whole thing is. It's to escape and experience something new.
Mm-hmm.
So that will wrap up our episode for today with Movies in June. Thank you for sticking with us. And if you've gotten this far, as always, please check out our Facebook page. Check us on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, anywhere you can get your podcasts. Give us a like and a review, and get engaged. Give us comments, you know, give us feedback so we can know how you guys are enjoying it and what we may improve on.
Tell us what you think of the podcast in general and our episodes, and give us a suggestion of anything you think that you'd like us to cover. And we'd appreciate the feedback, because this is a learning podcast and we're going to grow over time. And we appreciate everyone who's tuned in.
All right. And until next time, guys, we'll see you
later.